I am here to discuss the so-called flying saucers.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
Did the CIA write Wind of Change by the Scorpions?
As humans busied themselves about the various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied.
Dr. Loeb, what percentage chance do you give it that you have indeed uncovered extraterrestrial or non-human technology?
With infinite complacence, people went about their affairs, yet across an immense ethereal gulf, intellects vast and unsympathetic drew their plans against us.
Prior to your abduction, did you believe in UFOs or any sort of alien life form?
All things unexplained.
So some of that, I think, sir, we'll save for closed session.
So yes, it really does feel like Arrow is just regurgitating previously used reports, and oftentimes it's reports that had their own errors, and they're just passing them off, you know, as their own information. We were led to believe that one of Arrow's prime directives was to gather evidence and assess it in new ways, and to tell us what their discoveries were, not just to regurgitate old information that was already out there, and flawed information at that.
Yeah, referring to a previous Air Force report is not evidence. That just shows consistency and self-consistency, which is not what we're interested in here, because the accusations are that they've been lying about this for 80 years. So let's see the actual evidence that shows that that isn't the case. The one of the Air Force reports that had been, you know, that was referred to talked about Roswell as having been due to a mistaken identity with a saucer-shaped Mars landing craft that was being tested. That was actually stated in 1995, the Air Force claimed that Roswell crash was actually a Mars landing craft that was being tested. Well, wait a minute. Time out. First, where's the evidence of that? They provided no evidence. They simply made a claim. And they showed a picture of one of these, you know, back shells for one of the Mars landing crafts. That looks like a saucer. Well, all right, now I'm convinced. No, I'm not convinced, actually, because I want to see the evidence. And the bigger question is, why would the Air Force have been testing a Mars landing craft in 1947, 10 years before we ever even launched a satellite into space? Before all scientists believed that space travel was actually possible, they're claiming that they were testing a Mars landing craft? Really? I want to see the evidence of that. That is ridiculous, is what that is. That's just silly. And it's clear they're lying, clear they're making stuff up, and again, makes them untrustworthy. My son, when he was little, he had this little book from the 1950s on basically, it was called How to Behave and Why. And I had actually intended to find that book and bring it here and read from it, because there's a whole chapter on lying and how when you lie, it means that no one can trust you after that. And it goes into this, explaining it to a little kid. And I think these people need to read this book, because they're just making stuff up and expecting us to believe it. A Mars landing craft in 1947, somebody was testing that? I call BS.
Like
I call
the little
BS,
boy that cried.
That's
war.
Right. And then, so what does Arrow do? Arrow then refers to that document as a reputable source. That's even sillier. Come on, we can do better. We can do better than this. This is ridiculous.
You know, the preponderance of all the things that they say Roswell could have been, besides an alien crash, at this point, it's so silly, it makes you believe that alien crash is the most likely explanation.
Oh, exactly. And I've said that before, because the first explanation that was given for that was put out by the Air Force itself, by the local Air Force. And they said that they captured a flying saucer. That was the first explanation. That was quashed within 24 hours. And then they said it was a weather balloon. And then they said it was, you know, some project where they're dropping dummies from a water balloon. Well, why, a weather balloon? Why are you dropping dummies from a weather balloon? And then why do you have to say that there was some saucer-shaped Mars lander? And then it's Project Mogul. Project Mogul, it turns out that the balloon that they supposedly would have had to have launched never got launched. If you look at the professor's records, who was actually running the program from NYU, if you look at those records, it was never launched. And then had it been launched, it would have had to have been launched on June 4th. And what were they doing with Project Mogul? Project Mogul was, they were trying to come up with a way to detect Soviet nuclear blasts. And the trick was, is they had to get their equipment up to 50,000 feet. And they had problems with using balloons to get it up to 50,000 feet, because once a balloon goes up, the air pressure goes down, so the balloon gets bigger, and the volume increases, which makes it even, the density go down even. So the thing keeps going up, keeps getting bigger, keeps going up, keeps getting bigger until it pops and the whole thing falls. That's what happens to these balloons. And they wanted one of these to hover at 50,000 feet. And so they were doing experiments to figure out how to do this. That's what that project was about. The super secret project, because of what they were trying to do, but is that really grounds for the hyperbolic response of the U.S. military when it was found? It had radar reflectors on it, so they should have been tracking it. So when it came down in Mac Brazel's ranch, they should have known it happened, and they should have collected it immediately, but they didn't. Nobody knew it came down there, because it was days later that he then reports it to the sheriff, that reports it to the Air Force, and then they come and collect it. And then they detain him for 5 days for a balloon experiment. Are you kidding me? And that balloon would have been launched, according to the professor's records, that balloon would have been launched on June 4th and wasn't because of weather. And he notes that in his records. So now what's going on? And even if it had been launched on June 4th, are you to tell me that this balloon literally hangs out over New Mexico for a month or for 3 weeks? I just flew in from California 2 days ago, and we were at 30,000 feet, and we had a 146-mile-an-hour tailwind at 30,000 feet. This thing's at 50,000 feet, and there's no winds at all, and the thing just hangs over Roswell, New Mexico for 3 weeks, and then falls on Mac Brazel's ranch. It's the silliest thing I've ever heard. And this is one of the things that's crazy about these prosaic explanations for these UFO events, is the prosaic explanations are more ridiculous than what people are claiming. It's almost more probable to believe that there was an alien spacecraft there than to believe that there was some mysterious balloon that got launched that wasn't actually launched, that then hovered over New Mexico for 3 weeks and then fell on the guy's ranch. And then nobody knew it because nobody was tracking it with the radar like they were supposed to. None of it makes sense. None of it. None of it. But you have to look at it. You can't just, you know, but people don't. They almost depend on people. They almost rely on people not paying attention, because nobody looks up to see what Project Mogul actually was and what was supposed to be happening and when the balloon was supposed to be launched. And when you do it, you realize it doesn't fit at all, which is why they have to constantly move from one explanation to another. You know, the Air Force has given, what, 4 or 5 explanations for Roswell over the last 80 years. And that's because none of them hold any water. And what does that lead you to believe? It means that when somebody's lying like this, it means that the first explanation was probably the correct one. The first explanation that everybody wanted to quash is probably the right one. They probably caught a flying saucer. That's the only thing you can walk away with. Of course, there's no evidence for it, but we don't have evidence for any of this stuff.
Thanks. Like. Share. Follow. Comment. Subscribe. Support. What's your hot take on Travis Taylor?
I've got an exclusive for you guys if you want it about Alaska.
We do.
Okay.
More at BigfootUFO.com.
all things unexplained.
So some of that, I think, sir, we'll save for post session. Mm-hmm.